the great and powerful Oz.
May the force be with you.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I am serious. Now, don't call me Shirley.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Friday, May 10th, and you're listening to your station, 88.9 KETR. Daniel Starks here, and we do have Alice Reese on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner, as she brings us a movie review here on KETR every Friday morning at this time. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
This is our special summer previews edition here on your station. Alice is going to bring us some upcoming movies that are going to be released this summer at a theater near you. We're going to go ahead and start off. What about Star Trek Into Darkness?
This is the sequel to J.J. Abrams' 2009 massive hit with Chris Pine as Captain James T. Kirk. People were surprised since there had already been, 14 movies before, and it was just Abrams reinvented this whole category. So now he's back, and he's got Chris Pine and as Captain Kirk, as I said, and he's got they're the crew of the USS Enterprise. This time they're searching for a villain who attacked the Starfleet and left the whole Earth in chaos. And returning are Zachary Quinto, John Cho, Simon Pegg as Scotty, he was born to play that role, Carl Urban, and Zoe Saldana. And this is one of the long-expected movies. They thought this would come out sooner, I think maybe 2 years ago, but it's now 4 years, so 2009 was the last one.
Now, we do have an animated movie to talk about, which we don't really talk about animated movies very much on here because we haven't had very many in the past couple of months.
No, we haven't had very many, but they're saving them for the summer. The kids are out of school.
Right.
So there's several coming up, but the epic is the first one. It is directed by Chris Wedge, who is the fellow who did the first Ice Age, and also he did Robots, and he's coming in a month or so for interviews. And so I'm going to meet him. I've met him before, but he's coming back. And it's a 3D animated fantasy adventure, and it's based on William Joyce's The Leaf Men and the Brave Good Bugs. And I don't know what all to make of that. But the voice talent includes Amanda Seyfried, Josh Hutcherson, Colin Farrell, and Beyonce Knowles. She does a voice in that.
Well, we have another movie where Will Smith and his son are playing roles together. What about this one?
Yes, I was really surprised to hear about this. Will Smith actually came up with the idea for After Earth. He conceived it, and then screenwriters got together and wrote the script. And it is a futuristic tale. And in it, Will Smith stars. He plays General Cypher Rage, and he has a 13-year-old son, Katai, played by his real-life son, Jaden Smith. And they are a troubled father and son who embark on a mission to Earth from the planet Nova Prime. This is supposed to be 1,000 years after some cataclysmic event had happened to Earth. They end up stranded on Earth after a crash. And anyway, it's directed by M. Night Shyamalan, who we haven't heard of in a while, and he co-wrote the script, as I said, and it's based on a story actually conceived by Will Smith.
Now, this one, I don't believe this one's a sequel. I think it's just another making of the comic book series. What about Man of Steel?
Yeah, it's a reimagining. That's, again, this is taken over by Zack Snyder, who did the 300. He's kind of a hot director right now. And Christopher Nolan is also very well known. He produced it. So I have high hopes for the latest Superman movie. And it's got a fellow named Henry Cavill, who's kind of an unknown, playing Clark Kent and Superman. And Amy Adams is Lois Lane, and Lawrence Fishburne is Perry White, who is the newspaper editor. And Russell Smith this time comes in as a role that was one time played by Marlon Brando, Superman's father, Jor-El. Diane Lane and Kevin Costner are Martha and Jonathan Kent. Those are the family who Clark Kent grows up with, and in Smallville. anyway, this is putting it all together, and they've got big high hopes for this too. This is sounds like a new idea for Superman.
And Jor-El was played by Russell Crowe.
Yes, this time. Uh-huh.
So this would be his first movie since Les Miserables.
Yes.
Okay. Now
I don't think it sings in this one though.
Right. Yeah, I don't think there'd be singing in Man of Steel. Now, the next movie actually has Johnny Depp and Helena Bonham Carter, which is actually, I believe, her first movie since Les Miserables as well. Let's talk about The Lone Ranger.
Right. The Lone Ranger, longtime beloved radio and TV series, is remade for the big screen. And what it reminds me of when I've seen from the previews is a little bit like what they've done with Sherlock Holmes and Robert Downey Jr. It looks like it's very over the top. Because it's are a little bit like maybe Pirates of the Caribbean, too, with Johnny Depp as Tonto and Armie Hammer, who actually grew up in Dallas, by the way, as the Lone Ranger. He's the character, the masked man who was formerly known as John Reed, and they tell the legend of how he became, we don't hear that very often, of how he became the Lone Ranger. This is directed by Gore Verbinski, who has done several of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, so he's tied in there with Johnny Depp. And it's an action western, and people have high hopes for this one, too. This might be one of the big ones of the summer.
And then last but not least, we do have one more to talk about. It's called World War Z.
After a zombie pandemic is threatening to end life on Earth, United Nations worker Jerry Lane, played by Brad Pitt, he sets out to search for survivors and to find a way to stop this zombie infiltration of the entire planet. And it's based on a novel by Max Brooks called World War Z. And it's directed by Mark Forster, who he usually does things a little more not as what they call high concept as this. He's done a lot of smaller movies. But anyway, I'm looking forward to that.
Alice, thank you so much for giving us these summer previews here on KETR. We will talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you.